1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is on its way to Colorado, the first allotment by Friday. The one-dose Janssen vaccine also on the way, 45,500 doses expected by Friday. Those will be delivered to a number of community vaccination sites across the state. Colorado health officials say they believe the Janssen vaccine will be easier to get into communities because storage requirements are not as strict. The state's COVID-19 dashboard adding 822 cases to the total, representing those who've had COVID-19 twice. The cases are less than 0.5% of the total cases in Colorado. The patients who suffered COVID twice range in age 1-year-old to 101 years old and the median age 42. The cases found in 45 of Colorado's counties. A volunteer is getting credit for developing a new website and Twitter account to make finding COVID vaccine appointments easier. The Denver Post says a software engineer at the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden came up with the site. It automatically tracks vaccine appointments across the state. You can go to vaccinespotter.org/CO. A woman found dead in a car crash off Wolf Creek Pass last week has been identified as 49-year-old Marlena Mizell of South Fork. She had been reported missing January 2nd. No foul play is suspected. The investigation continues. In Mesa County, one person is dead in a single vehicle rollover near 29 Road north of I-70. Sheriff's Office says the wreck was found around 9:30 Sunday morning. They believe it happened late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. Mesa County is teaming up with local veterinarians for low-cost spay and neuter services. You can check with your vet to see if the vouchers are available. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.